The Undomestic Goddess by Sophie Kinsella, read by Morwenna Banks. Would you consider yourself stressed? No, I'm not stressed. I'm busy. I have a high-powered job. Okay, so sometimes I do feel a bit tense, but I'm a lawyer in the city, for God's sake. What do you expect? My handwriting is pressing so hard into the page, I've torn the paper. Damn it. Never mind, let's move on. How many hours do you spend in the office every day? 14. 12. It depends. Do you drink 8 glasses of water a day? Yes, sometimes. No. I put down my pen. Across the room, Maya looks up. She's my beauty therapist for the day. Everything all right with the questionnaire? Are all these questions absolutely necessary? I ask. We like to have as much information as possible to assess your beauty and health needs. I glance at my watch. 9:45. I don't have time for this, but it's my birthday treat. To be more accurate, it's last year's birthday treat. Aunt Patsy gave me the voucher for an ultimate de-stress experience just over a year ago. But somehow a year went by without my finding a spare moment. I'm a lawyer with Carter Spink, and things are pretty hectic. Anyway, I realised the voucher was about to expire, so here I am on my 29th birthday, sitting on a couch in a toweling robe and surreal paper knickers, with a half-day window. Max. Do you smoke? No. Do you drink alcohol? Yes. Do you feel your life is balanced?
Yes. Yes.
I'm done. I hand the pages to Maya, who starts reading.
Your job is obviously very pressured.
I thrive under pressure, I explain. I love my job. I love the thrill of negotiation and arguing and making the best point in the room. I suppose just occasionally I do feel as though someone's piling heavy weights on me, like big concrete blocks, one on top of the other.
But then everyone probably feels like that. You've come to the right place, Samantha. Our aim here is to de-stress, revitalise and detoxify.
Lovely, I say, only half listening. I've just remembered. I never got back to David Eldridge about that Ukrainian oil contract.
Shit. Before we start, do you have any questions?
Actually, I do. Could I send a quick email? Maya's smile freezes.
You're here to relax, not to send emails. This is why we ask that you leave all electronic equipment in the safe.
Right. Now is probably not the time to reveal that I have a BlackBerry hidden in my paper knickers.
Lie down on the couch under a towel and please remove your watch.
No, I need my watch.
It's an addiction.
With reluctance, I take off my watch. Then I arrange myself on the couch trying to avoid squashing my BlackBerry. I did see the rule about no electronic equipment, but 3 hours without a BlackBerry? I mean, what if something came up at the office?
I'm going to begin with a relaxing foot rub, says Maya, and I feel her smoothing lotion over my feet. Try to clear your mind.
I stare dutifully up at the ceiling.
What am I going to do about Eldridge?
Maybe I could send him a very quick email. Surreptitiously, I inch my BlackBerry out of my knickers. Maya is still massaging my feet.
Your body is growing heavy. Your mind should be emptying.
I edge the BlackBerry up onto my chest until I can just see the screen and furtively start typing. David, re-ZFN oil contract. I read through...
What are you doing?
Nothing! I shove the BlackBerry back under the towel. Maya comes around the couch.
Are you hiding something?
No! From under the towel, the BlackBerry emits a bleep. Damn!
Samantha, do you have a piece of electronic equipment under there?
I sheepishly produce the BlackBerry.
Oh, you workaholics! She grabs it out of my hand. You just don't know how to relax.
I'm not a workaholic. I'm a lawyer. I can't just switch off, especially not right now. I'm up for partnership. As I say the words, I feel the familiar stabbing of nerves. Partner of one of the biggest law firms in the country. They make the decision tomorrow.
Samantha, you have to slow down.
From inside my paper knickers, there comes a judder. My mobile phone. I shoved it in there along with the BlackBerry and turned it on to vibrate so it wouldn't make a noise.
What's that?
Maya is gaping at my twitching towel. Look, I know you've got your rules, but I need my mobile. I reach under the towel for the phone. I look at the caller ID and feel a twist in my stomach. It's the office.
They can leave a message. This is your own time.
I'm an associate at Carter Spink. I don't have my own time. I flip the phone open and an angry male voice bites down the line.
Where the hell are you?
It's Ketterman, the head of our corporate department.
The Fallon's deal is back on. Get back here now. Meeting at 10:30.
I'll be there.
I give Myra a rueful glance. Sorry.